We'll finish the program by talking with Democratic Representative Marcus Riccielli. Riccielli is seeking a fourth term in the state House from the 3rd District.
I think that delivered on promises to Spokane to help improve opportunities for all folks, make sure that every kid and every family has a shot to thrive. We've been really successful. I prime sponsored the WSU Medical School bill. I've helped bring a transportation package that gets us an excellent rate of return on our tax dollars and over $1 billion in investments in our community. I serve on the Capital Budget Committee, where we've also made significant investments in local community projects that I've spearheaded. And for me, I just want, regardless of the zip code a child is born in, to give them a shot to thrive in our communities. And I'm raising my family right here, and I work at Chaz Health part-time as a project manager, and I'm very into healthcare policy. I think everybody has a right to affordable, accessible healthcare.
So you also, the one you left out was something we covered this year, and that was to bring healthcare to Marshall Islands population here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was quite a journey, and understanding and my passion for making sure that everybody has a right to affordable, accessible, quality healthcare, and that we can't expect our children to do well in schools, our families to thrive, if they don't have roofs over their head, if they don't have access to healthcare, and if they don't have food in their stomach. And this is a basic tenet of hierarchy of needs that we need to make sure in Spokane. And I'm pleased to have worked with that community who really brought that and that passion to show that they could organize and get this done. And it was a very exciting opportunity for me to be a part of and help engage on.
Where did that attitude toward, you know, don't leave anybody behind come from in your life?
Honestly, I'm a Spokane kid. It's kind of the attitude in Spokane, partially from my parents and how they raised me, but also my Jesuit education at Gonzaga really instilled in me that value of service to others, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, not to get too into the weeds, but to make sure that that we're taking care of the most vulnerable. It all kind of came together, but really it was a huge influence in my education at Gonzaga University. I went to business school to make as much money as possible, and the Jesuits instilled in me that value of service to others, the ethics, the philosophy, attendance, and it really molded who I am as a legislator and quite frankly as a person.
So I ran across you when I was working at WSU until a year ago when you were working on the WSU Medical School project. How did you make that case, especially when it was a case that really wasn't a partisan one?
Right. Well, we made the case because we need more providers in our community. We just, on this side of the state and throughout our community, we don't have enough folks that are providing access to healthcare, and we need more doctors. We also need more nurse practitioners, more PAs, phlebotomists, et cetera. But looking at the need, there's really, it was a push for a new model as well to make sure that we're going out in those rural communities. People say, well, why do you care in Spokane about the rural communities around you? You represent an urban district. Well, I know if those communities around Spokane don't have access to health care, then they dry up. And quite frankly, a lot of that economic dollars come into Spokane around those communities. So I want to make sure that everybody has access to health care. And I worked with an unlikely partner in Senator Baumgartner. It was one of the most interesting experiences of my legislative career. I had a lot of Democrats within my own caucus, trying to halt it. It was a real dance of legislation, but it shows what we can do in this community when we come together. And I think to this day, that bill that I worked on had one of the highest number of co-sponsors ever. And that was just me, you know, shoe leather, talking to my colleagues and making the case. I was working with both sides of the aisle, but I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We were able to do that legislative piece of it. This community spent a decade preparing to move a medical school forward. And I'm looking to the future, biomedical research, getting those graduates options for student loan repayment so they can stay in these communities, et cetera. I'm very excited.
Marcus Riccielli is a state representative in Spokane's 3rd legislative district. His Republican challenger, Tom Taylor, didn't return our invitation for an interview. The ballots you've received in the mail must be postmarked by August 7th, a week from today, to be counted. This year, the state is paying the return postage, so you won't need to buy a stamp. You can also return your ballots to one of the ballot boxes in your community. In Spokane County, they're located next to your neighborhood libraries or at the county elections office. Thursday's Inland Journal will be our final candidate program. We'll talk with the candidates for one 7th Legislative District House race, one Spokane County Commission candidate, and a contested race for the Ponderay County Commission, where the proposed smelter has become the lead issue. Thanks for listening to this special edition of Inland Journal, and thank you for your support of Spokane Public Radio. It's your contributions that help us fund locally produced programs like this. I'm Doug Nadvornik.